Okay, good morning. Well, we're up to Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin and Maseches Chagiga. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says, Izehu me'ubas she'inu yechol letzkon. Who is a crooked one who cannot be straightened? So what in the world is this Mishnah talking about? Where is it coming from? Well, if you remember yesterday, we quoted a pasuk that was referring to someone who cannot make up, they did not bring their olas for ear or their shalmei chagiga on the chag of one of the Shalosh Regalim. If they didn't bring it by the time that it's over, then they can't fix it. And we said there's a pasuk in Koheles that explains all of this, or that it talks about this. And what is the pasuk? It says, "Me'uvas lo yuchal etzkon, v'chesron lo yuchal et li'imanos," that a crooked thing cannot be straightened, and that which is missing cannot be counted. So essentially what our Mishnah is saying over here, now Mishnah Zayin, is that the situation that we were talking about in Mishnah Vav yesterday. So the pasuk the part of the pasuk that refers to it is v'chesron lo yuchal yimanos, and that which is missing cannot be counted because you did not bring your carbon, therefore you can't be counted as having brought the carbon, or the animal can be counted as part of the carbon. But says in this Mishnah Zion. So what about the first part of the pasuk that says a crooked thing cannot be straightened? So again, Rabbi Shimon ben Asi says, "Igzehu me'uvas she'inu yechol letzkon." Who is a crooked thing? He says that this is referring to a person. Who is a crooked one who cannot be straightened? Zehabal ha'erva veholid mimena mamzer. This refers to a person who had relations with an erva, meaning a woman who is forbidden with him. And he produced a mamzer. So if you had these illicit relations with someone who with one of the arayos that you should not have had a relationship with, and you had a child, and this child is therefore going to be considered a mamzer. So in this situation, the reason why this guy is referred to as a crooked thing who cannot be made straightened is very simple, because he can do as much tshuva as he wants, but this child will always be a living example of the fact that he made this mistake, and therefore again he can do tshuva, but there will always be a remnant of the sin around in this world. So this is a crooked thing that cannot be straightened. He's a crooked person who cannot be straightened. Imtomar begonev vegozel, and if you say that this pasuk actually is referring to someone who was like stealing or robbing, no, yachulhu lachazir vitakin. This thief is able to go back and return what he stole, and he can thereby be straightened, right? So in other words, even if we're saying, let's say the stolen article can't be returned for whatever reason, you could always pay back the person. So someone who steals something, so he's able to do a full shuva, and he can therefore be straightened. So the pasuk is not referring to this person, rather someone who has like a last impression of his sin that can never be rid of, which is like something like a mamzer. The Mishnah doesn't refer to it, but perhaps even like murder would be an example, because you can never fully fix this because the person is no longer in this world. But that's what the Mishnah says, so that a mamzer, a person who has illicit relations and has a mamzer, that person is crooked who cannot be straightened, and a person who steals or robs, this person, since he's able to return what he stole, he can never be straightened. So that's not, the pasuk is not referring to him. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, what are you talking about? In korin me'uvas ela l'misha haya metukan batchila v'nesavis. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, we don't refer to someone as crooked unless he was straight at first and then became crooked. Meaning, if you've always been crooked, then your crooked is your status quo. So there was never a straight that became crooked. Only someone who was straight at first and then became crooked, that's what the pasuk is talking about. So who the Eze? And who is this? Zes Talmid Chacham HaPorish Min HaTorah. We're talking about a Talmid Chacham, a Torah scholar, who totally leaves the Torah, who abandons the Torah, the way of Torah and mitzvos. That's someone who was first straight and now he has become crooked. Okay, that's Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Ches takes a tremendous detour, and the reason why it seems to be making this detour is because it does mention the carbon chagiga, but it's again a general diversion from what we've been referring to. So it says Mishnah Ches, Heter Nedarim Purchin Ba'avir. The laws governing the release of vows. So when we say someone can be matir their neder, that they can release themselves from the vow, and so we do that with either like a big Talmid Chacham or we have a regular Beis Din. It says in the Mishnah that these halachos of being matir and neder are porchin ba'avir. They float in the air. Vein lehem al mashi yismochu. And they have no firm basis in the Torah Shebichtav. They only have like a support. They have, we say that they come from a basic smichas or an asmachta in the Torah. But their explicit scriptural reference is pretty vague. And basically the only reason why we know they exist is because of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Hilchos Shabbos Chagigos v'hamilos. So this is the mention of the Chagiga. So says the Mishnah again that the laws of Shabbos, the obligation to bring a Chagiga offering And the obligation to bring a me'ilo offering. A me'ilo offering is brought when you have some sort of a kodesh object, give a consecrated object, and it's accidentally used for like a secular purpose. So you bring a korban me'ilo. So the laws of Shabbos, the chagiga korban, and the me'ilo korban, all of these, says the Mishnah, harehim kahararim hatluyin b'sa'ara, famous Mishnah, that all of these things are like mountains that are suspended by hair. What do you mean? Shehin mikra mu'at v'halochos murubos, because they have like a scriptural reference. They appear in the Torah, so that's their support. But they have many, many laws. So in other words, what the Mishnah is saying is very simple. You have all of these laws for Hilchos Shabbos, the 39 malachos, and so many things. So yeah, so take Shabbos for example. So we're commanded several times we have to keep Shabbos, right? Shamar v'zochar. Okay, very nice. But what does that mean? Well, it says the Torah Shabbal Peh. We have so many things. We have the 39 malachos. We have all these extensive amounts of laws, and that's a lot of laws to spend on a little, you know, just a few psukim. So says the Mishnah that Shabbos, Chagiga, and Meila, all of these things are again the Karbonos of Chagiga, Meila, and Shabbos itself, and the laws of Shabbos itself. All of these things are like mountains that are suspended by a hair, because they have very few scriptural references in comparison to the amount of laws that they have. Okay, and then says the Mishnah, finishing up the parak, hadinin, monetary laws, v'ha'avodos, and the laws of sacrificial services, various laws regarding karbanos and the like. Hataharos v'hatumos, various laws of purity and impurity. The arayos, and some of the laws of arayos, of like forbidden relationships, all of these, yishlehen alma shiyismochu, they also have scriptural support as well. So again, a lot of these laws are not written explicitly, but they're written, there's like hints to them in the Torah, and then because of the Torah Shabbal Peh, we expound it more. And so again, there's a scriptural support, but the Torah Shabbal Peh expounds on all of this. So says the Mishnah, concluding the parak, heinhin gufei Torah. Both these, the mitzvos that have like vague scriptural sources, and mitzvos that are like mountains that are suspended by a hair, all of these mitzvos, and those, meaning the mitzvos that have like a clear reference in the Torah, they're explicitly, you know, written in the Torah. So all of these, says the Mishnah, are gufei Torah, are like the fundamentals of the Torah, are all part of the Torah that we follow and keep, even though some of them are written explicitly and some of them are not written explicitly. So that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches and the end of Perek Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, but for now, we will stop right here.